In the beginning, hitrecord.org was nothing big. It was nothing grand. It was nothing useful. It wasn't even planned. It was nothing smart, or at least not very, and it wasn't revolutionary. Not yet. However, under the pseudonym Regular Joe, things began to take shape like pizza dough. Metaphorically speaking, of course. Creativity burst from the community until everything was on fire, and it needed soothing with a Nebula lullaby. Tiny stories began to leak out of this quasi-dystopia, and it wasn't long before authorities became concerned with this artistry, fearing the threat that this community posed to what was, back then, a Greg Grindian way of life. The government? You could say they weren't looking through the looking glass correctly. There was suspicion. Many hit recorders caught exiting the House of Glitch, otherwise known as the Hit Record Quarters in those days, were sporting curled mustaches and carrying strange mechanical devices with red buttons. One man, known only as Man with Hat, had a long history of association and thus was being monitored closely. Still, it's not as though the community weren't aware of their growing prominence. Remixing their creations into every conceivable form acted as a catalyst to its spread. Again, something that was perceived as a virulent influence by the powers that be. Something needed to be done. The community decided to host an event, akin to Regular Joe's pseudonymity. Pseudonymity. Whatever. It was to be a formal event, where, under the guise of polished brogues and food penguin-esque garments, the creatives could gather and plot against the establishment and its heinous and outdated copyright laws. Once all was in place, the formal event became an annual extravaganza, and was successful at putting the once raised eyebrows of the authorities back down. Still, much to the authorities' ignorance, this formal was in fact a place of covert creative collaboration and informal nighttime mingling. It became a stepping stone for turning the tiny production company into something that, well, wasn't so tiny anymore. It wasn't long before the old establishment became outnumbered by these creatives, or hit recorders, and there was no longer any need for this seasonal fakery. Yet, even today, the fall formal is still celebrated in memory of what were once times of secrecy amid formality.